Say location. There's something known as divine locations. Say theophany. These divine locations is known as holy locations. And therefore it is life-defining locations. Are you guys with me? It is a location that will change and alter the very course of your life. It is a location that will bring deliverance. It is a location that is filled with revelation. And for those who can hear and receive the revelation, whoa, move in divine acceleration. It is a location that holds the key to the activation of your prophetic, divine calling and purpose, and every spiritual gift that God has locked up on the inside of you. It is a location that will manifest your healing and your breakthrough. It is a location that holds the key to divine instructions concerning your future. Listen, there is something known as a divine location that when you have stepped into that location and when you leave that location, you will become the highest expression of what is possible for God to do through a mere mortal vessel. I don't know if someone is hearing me in this night. It is this divine location that will set you up for a theophany, an encounter with the living God. Are you guys with me? The Bible speaks of a prophet, and the man was buried. 2 Kings chapter 13 verse 20 and 21. And the Bible says, and Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men. And they cast the man into the sepulchre, into the grave, into the tomb of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived. Say location. When the man touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. There is a location where you can engage with the anointing. May you engage with the anointing even on this night. It is when you engage with the anointing that everything in your life will change. There will be an activation of everything that God has said inside of you. Prophetically speaking, this man represents someone who have put the old man to death, being baptized into the death of Christ, but also came forth as the new man, resurrected in his resurrection power, and therefore now walk in newness of life. May you receive that encounter over and over. It is knocking at your door. I'm telling you that you are at the right location, at the right place, at the right time. Are you guys with me? When you have these encounters, it will cause the essence of God to remain upon you. You need to understand. And we've spoken about what it means to wait. Prophet spoke on it. And you wait in prayer. What is prayer? In prayer, and I'm not going to get through the whole thing, but in prayer, I look at God to become more like Him. I look at God so that when I leave, I look more like Him. When you encounter Him, His essence will remain upon you. The Bible says that when Moses went up the mountain, spending 40 days in the glory of God, when he came out, the essence of God remained upon him. His face was still shining with the light of God. And people through him still encountered God. I don't think you're getting this. The Bible says, as beholding into a mirror, with unveiled face, beholding in a mirror with unveiled face, seeing the glory of God, and therefore being changed into the same image. Theophany, an encounter where His essence will remain upon me. I'm speaking about another dimension tonight. I'm speaking about another level in this night. Another type of a theophany. Yes, when we speak about theophanies, it is God appearance. Let me just lay a foundation. I'm getting very excited. This word excites me. Amen. Say divine location. There are two main divine locations that you need to understand. First one is the house of God. First divine location is the house of God. Amen. Put it on the screen for me quickly. Genesis chapter 28 from verse 10 in New King James. Genesis chapter 28 verse 10. And then just follow with me. I'm going to go up until verse 19. And it says, now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. Verse 11. So he came to a certain place. Say a certain place. And stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Sure. But I'm just seeing something now. Verse 12. Listen, I have to go there. It says that he took one of the stones and he used it as a pillow. Say, certain place. Hey, my Jesus is the rock of ages. God encounter the moment that you take His word. I don't know if someone is with me. The moment that I connect with the rock of ages, you better understand and you better know that there is a shift of dimensions that is about to take place. There is a shift of revelation that is about to increase in your spirit, man. The moment that I connect with the rock of ages, you cannot remain the same. Are you guys with me? I wanna get this out. My spirit feels like alive all of a sudden. And then he dreamed, verse 12, then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and of the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you, you and your descendants. Verse 14, also, your descendants shall be, hey, listen, this is the unprepared. It says that the ground on which you lie, I will give to you. Listen, we spoke about the blood, that where the blood touches an area, that area will be affected. But where there's a theophany taking place, a God encounter, know that that area will be affected. That location will become your location. But now listen, you need to understand something here, that in the old covenants, they had to go to a certain location to encounter God. They had to make their way to Jerusalem. That is where the glory would come down. That is where they would encounter God. But under the new covenants, the Ark of the Covenants is now set within your spirit, man. You have become the Ark of the Covenants, which means that where you now walk, that becomes the location of heaven. I need you to understand something in this night. I'm getting very excited. When I'm speaking about a theophany, yes, we're speaking about a God appearance. But what if God is appearing through you? We're speaking about a new covenant. What if God is appearing through you? Beholding His glory and being changed into the same image. That when they look at you, they no longer see you, but they see His glory. They see His power. They see His fire. I have told you before, it is the handwriting of God that if you could see the real you, even you will become afraid. If for a moment you could strip this old man, if you could strip off this flesh, if you could break this outer vessel, and for a moment the real you could step out, there will be fire coming out of you. There will be a double-edged sword proceeding from your mouth. There's fire in your eyes. When you speak, lightning bolts are coming out. Do you know that is what you give in the Spirit? Where am I? Verse 16. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Verse 17. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. Remember, I'm speaking about divine locations. First divine location is the house of God. And I've explained this in great detail last week, Sunday evening. If you've missed it, go and listen to it. That is where your encounters will start. In the house of God. Are you guys with me? And at the... And this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. Verse 19. And he called the name of that place Bethel. Say Bethel. But the name of that city had been Luz previously. So this divine location is known as Bethel. It is the ecclesia. It is the body of Christ. It is the church. It is the house of God. That is where your encounters will start. That is where your theophanies will be birthed. Are you guys with me? Listen. When we look at eagles, they have this very unique technique that they use that will help them to gain great altitudes at very fast speeds. And what they will do is they will scout for what is known as thermal columns. Are you guys with me? I don't know. It's getting soft now. They use a technique known as thermal soaring. Amen? So what will happen is that the sun will heat the surface of the earth. That hot air will rise up and mix with cold air, causing thermal pockets and columns to form. It is invisible, but very real. And these eagles must scout and find where to find these thermal pockets. And the moment they fly into it, without using any energy, it will lift them up, reaching high altitudes, without using any energy. Listen, as believers, you will have to find a church, say location, where there's the presence of God and where there's the fire of God, where you see the manifestation of kingdom power. It is the moment that you step into such a location where you will find the anointing. When we speak about this mysterious thing called the lifting of man, it is when you step into the right location where you find the anointing, that the anointing will lift you up into a location and into a dimension where you can encounter the living God. Divine location number two. Your inner room. Your inner room. Put on the screen for me Isaiah chapter 45 verse 15. New King James. 45 verse 15. And it says, truly, you are God who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Understand this. Theophanies are atmosphere dependent. And you will have to cultivate an atmosphere that will be conducive for him to step into. He will not come into an atmosphere where he is not celebrated and where he is not wanted. You will have to cultivate an atmosphere where he wants to step into. You guys with me? I'm not going to get into this great detail. Listen, I want to remind you on this night about the prophecy that went out at the beginning of this year when prophet prophesied and said, but listen, you will have to build prayer altars. And for only those who have built prayer altars will survive this year. Those who do not build these prayer altars, you will not make it. You're not going to survive. But only for those who will seek the face of God, cultivating an atmosphere, building prayer altars, seeking me in His Word, that is where God will step in. That is where He will empower you. That is where He will equip you. He will train you. He will lift you up. And you will, from that point, operate from a different location. You will soar over your problems. You will target things from a kingdom perspective. Let me carry on. Say prayer. Then say prayer. Power released after you encounter resistance. Amen. Say again, say prayer. So what will happen after the theophany? Normally, and many of you will be able to relate with what I'm about to say, that normally, after, you know, those who have encounters with God are normally considered strange by others, peculiar people. Come on now. These Jesus freaks. They will smile and they will rejoice when others are crying. What's wrong with these people? They will move forward even when the Red Sea is right in front of them. They will see victory despite of the giants that they face. Peculiar people, never seen before, unheard of, a peculiar generation. Yet, when I come into their presence, there's a compelling force that comes upon me. There's a changing of hearts, and I find myself wanting the same thing. I don't know if someone is hearing this. Listen, a theophany will give you the ability to preach the Word of God with boldness. Say boldness. Man, it's time for a generation that can rise up and say that I am bold. I am unashamed. My God, here I am. And that can preach His Word. The only way that you can preach with boldness is when there's revelation. Meaning that you have to engage and encounter the Word on a daily basis. Are you guys with me? Say boldness. Just quickly, because of time. Okay, now we're going to get into the message. Put on the screen for me, John chapter 4, verse 39. New King James. John 4, verse 39. And it says, and many of the Samaritans of that city, say that city, believed in Him, speaking of Jesus Christ, because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all that I ever did. Listen, here we have a Samaritan woman whom Jesus met at the well. We all know the story. And after she perceived, say perception. After she perceived that this man was a prophet, she started asking questions about worship. To which Jesus responded saying that, listen, the hour come and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Since receiving divine revelation, she's being given a key that will align her for a theophany to take place. Say worship. Listen, the Bible then says that this woman went out and preached out of the depth of the encounter that she had with the living Word. No one asked her to go and preach. But after this encounter, out of the depth out of the encounter that she had with the living word. She couldn't help it. No one could shut it up. Nothing could keep her back. She couldn't hold it in. His word was now burning on the inside of her like holy fire, and she could not hold it back any longer. Amen. Listen, when you struggle to preach the gospel, it means you lack encounters with the living God. Because when you encounter the living God, there will be a boldness, say boldness, to go and preach the gospel. Nothing will be able to hold you back. I can tell you that from the first moment that I had my first encounter with God, that next morning when I got up, I couldn't wait to get to my workplace. I walked in and I just preached the gospel. What do I know? I just encountered God. But I had an encounter. You see, there's two things that will happen the moment that you encounter Him. You will have immediate revelation and there will be divine acceleration. Man, I couldn't wait to get to work. I walked in, the first person that I saw, I said, "Do you know that Jesus loves you?" I want to tell you that He's real. He's not just sitting in heaven. No, He's here with you. Do you know that He's real? What are you talking about? Man, I encountered Him last night. He is real. He is real. He is real. And He loves you. And He wants to have a relationship with you. Soon after, people would walk like circles around me. When they saw me coming, they would stand there. Because they knew, ah, here we go again. Boldness. Unashamed. Unashamed of the gospel. Paul said that I'm unashamed of the gospel. The gospel is the power of God for salvation. If you want to feel and see the manifestation of kingdom power flowing through you, preach the gospel. It is the power of God to salvation. He said that it's my gospel. The gospel was so personal to Paul that he said, it's my gospel. I preach my gospel. May this thing become so real to you, so personal to you, that you will start to say, it is my gospel. I preach you my gospel. Do you know my God? Do you know my King? Hey. Are you guys with me? Listen, we find the disciples gathering in the upper room. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God came in and rested upon each and every one of them as tongues of fire. As they got baptized, theophany, in the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that after this encounter, they went out and preached the word of God with boldness. With boldness. And the Bible says, and so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Why? Because now the word was being multiplied into the masses. And the word of God was being preached now all over. And so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. For those who can engage with the word, receive it in the spirit, man. Get out and preach it. I'm telling you, He will not leave you. He will be by your side every step of the way. He will work with you. And He will confirm His word by what? Signs and miracles. Are you ready, encounter? Are you ready for the manifestation of signs and wonders, for His glory to be made known through your life? The Bible says this, that God has spoken that I may boldly say. Hey. The Bible says that God has spoken. He has spoken so that I can boldly say. Say that He has spoken. He has spoken that I may boldly say. That I may boldly say. Listen, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, quoting in part New King James, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, listen, here is in the scripture, it says, for he himself has said, so we may boldly say. So God's word has already been spoken. His word is already set in eternity. You must merely align yourself so that there can be a collision with the word. When you look at the sun, please don't do it. Otherwise, we're going to have to pray for healing. What you see is already 8 seconds old. But many think it's happening now. No. In other words, what you receive and feel when the sun is shining is already old. It's already history. He has spoken. He has already spoken. He has already spoken. His word has just not yet reached you. But the right location will cause a divine alignment to take place, where there will be a collision with His word. I don't know if you're hearing me, encounter. You're already filled with His Holy Spirit. The moment that there's now a collision with His word, know that creation is about to follow. Listen, it is impossible to keep silent after an encounter. I don't know if you can testify to this. It is impossible. You cannot. Amen. There are many throughout Jesus' ministry, while He was on this earth, who had the privilege to encounter Him, and He pleaded with them to please keep silent. But they cannot. The impact of the encounter was too great, and they could no longer keep silence. Are you guys with me? This woman went out and she preached out of the impact. It was too great. She couldn't hold it back. Amen. Point number two, a theophany will cause undeniable change. This change will be so evident that it will compel others to want the same encounter. That when they look at you, they will say, I want, I need, with all desperation, I need the same encounter that you had. I want the same encounter that you had. Hey, they will look at you and say, we have never seen anything like this. Just quickly, I've got 1 minute left. John chapter 4:40. John chapter 4 verse 40, New King James. I'm only warming up. Okay, and it says, so when the Samaritans had come to Him, so this is not the same woman, amen, that went and preached. So when the Samaritans had come to Him, Jesus Christ, they urged Him to stay with them, and He stayed there for 2 days. So based on the Samaritan woman, on a testimony, they came and met with Jesus. And they urged Him to stay, so He stayed for 2 more days. Amen. Go to verse 41. Listen to this. And many more believed because of His own words. So number one, they were convinced because of her testimony. But then secondly, they believed because of Jesus' teaching. Are you guys with me? They were now validating her words according to His word. Amen. Put on the screen for me, verse 42. Listen to this. Then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard Him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. So when they first came to Jesus, they were not, listen, they did not know who they were about to meet. Are you guys with me? But the salvation of many Samaritans depended on three major steps. Amen? Step one. Because of the impact of the encounter this woman had, others were urged, compelled to go and meet him. Why? Because they knew her history. They knew her past. They knew exactly what she used to look like. And the moment the new man came forth and was presented, they said, hang on, we know this woman. We know your past. We know exactly who you used to be. But the transformation is so evident, is so great, so undeniable, that we have to go and meet the one who have caused this transformation. Where is he? It is so evident. I want to ask you, encounter, the encounter that you have, this is how you test it. You must be changed. The change must be undeniable. After my first encounter, when I walked into my workplace, they said something is different. Something changed. Something happened. I said his name is Jesus. And he is alive. And many received salvation. Are you guys with me? And then step number two, they heard Jesus preached for themselves. Now please understand that hearing and listening is not the same thing. Hearing means that I receive something into my spirit. When I hear something, there's change. My greatest desire is to stand here and preach, and it brings change. I always say, my God, I don't want to stand here and just babble. Effectiveless, powerless words. But may my words be filled with your spirits and with your life, that it will enter the hearts of man and bring change and set on holy fire. My God, that my words will bring an encounter, that when they leave the service, they will not leave the same way that they have come. That if anything, my God, that it will stir a hunger for more of you, that it will stir a hunger for prayer. But my God, that it will stir a hunger for your word. If anything, that it will draw closer to you. Amen. Must be received in your heart. And so upon hearing Jesus preach, they were ushered into the third level. They now believe because now they have had their own encounter with Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, encounters is this. It is supernatural experiences that make spiritual truths real to you. It is supernatural experiences that will make spiritual truths a reality in your life. Amen? A theophany will give you the ability to confront your adversaries from a heavenly perspective. My time is up. I can't leave it. I can't skip anything. Amen. Moses was trained in the palace according to the ways of the Egyptians until he killed an Egyptian and he had to flee for his life and he ended up taking care of sheep for his father-in-law until he had a burning bush experience. And Jesus Christ revealed himself and said that he's having this encounter with the living word, with Jesus Christ. Amen. And Moses asked a very important question. Listen, you need to understand that it would have been impossible for Moses to go and face Pharaoh without this encounter. The success, efficiency and effectiveness of his journey depended greatly on this encounter. I hope that someone is hearing this. Without the encounter, the assignment would not have been a possibility. It would have been suicide. You do not just appear before Pharaoh making commands. There needed to be a higher authority at work here. You guys with me? It required the authority of heaven to back Moses up. His assignment required the word of God. Say the word of God. To protect and preserve him. So there's two things that happened here. Through this encounter, Moses gained comprehension of God's ability. He asked a very important question. And he said, my God, if I go back there, who will I say I've sent me? Why did he ask this question? Because the ability of a man is encapsulated in his name. And God responded saying, I am that I am. I am that I am. Go tell them that. I am hath sent you. Go tell them the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob hath sent me unto you. That this is my name forever. And that this is my memorial unto all generations. You go tell them, Moses, that the I am hath sent you. The living God hath sent you, have commissioned you, have placed and set this mandate upon your life. A greater authority was now, listen. This is where we get, when we speak about the name of Jesus, we've spoken about this before. When I say in the name of Jesus, the Greek word anama. Are you guys with me? It is not about the name. Anama means the revelation and therefore the manifestation of someone's character. Meaning that I can only manifest to the degree that I have a revelation of him. You will only be able to give out. Your life will only become an expression to the level of your revelation. I don't know if you're hearing me this. If you want to be a divine expression of his character, of his likeness and of his image, you need revelation of him. You will need to encounter him through the word of his power. Amen. The encounter gave Moses the ability to fight with the word of God. God told Moses, I'll end with this. God told Moses, Moses, take this rod. For with this rod you will perform my signs, my miracles and my wonders. Are you guys with me? God is giving each and every one of us exactly the same instruction. With this rod, Moses, you will perform my signs. You will perform my miracles. You will perform my healings. With this rod, Moses, my glory will be made known through your life. With this rod, Moses, my anointing will be made known. With this rod, Moses, my light will come forth. It is an encounter that will make the word of God alive and real to you. Are you guys with me? Listen. Let me explain it like this. It is an encounter that will engrave his word into the mantle that is upon your life. It is an encounter with his word that will engrave his word into the mantle that is upon your life, making therefore the manifestation of that word now a possibility. I don't think you're getting this. Let me explain it like this. The moment you mix the word of God with an encounter, the moment I take his word and I mix it with an encounter, something solidifies. That word then solidifies, hear me, from the supernatural to the natural in the form of you. You become a physical manifestation, a divine expression of his word. Just quickly put on the screen for me 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, New King James. Listen to this. And it says, you are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Verse 3. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written, listen to this, written not with ink, but by the spirits of the living God. Not on tablets of stones, but on tablets of the flesh, that is of your hearts. Being a living epistle of Jesus Christ, meaning you now become a living letter written by His Holy Spirit. Being a living letter means that you now become a living testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, where every part of your life now bears witness of Him. Hey, I don't know if guys are getting this. Being a living epistle means that you are a physical and visible manifestation of God's instruction. You become His mandate in operation, His word in operation. I need you to see this. When you have a theophany, when you see the Lord God Almighty, when you see Him, when you're having this encounter and you see Him, when you have a theophany, you will receive spiritual vision and promotion. You will receive the anointing to excel. Your destiny will go into operation. Demons will look at you. They will run and flee in fear. You will no longer have a desire for the things of this world. Are you guys with me? Your priorities in life will now change. You will receive fresh fire to accomplish the impossible. Deep secrets will be revealed unto you. You will experience unspeakable joy. You will be completely glued to a life of holiness. I hope someone is getting this tonight. We have started off the series with Theophanies, Theos, God, Fahino, appearance, a God appearance. And we've explained where people in the Old Testament, where they would have these encounters with appearances of God manifesting in the natural. But I want to end all this series under a new covenant, where there's now a different type of a theophany in the form of you. Where when they look at you, you have been changed into the same image. And they no longer see you, but the glory of the Almighty being made manifest, that when you become the location of heaven for others. Hey, say theophany. Say theophany. Peter, that's why I'm preaching like this. Come on, just give God a praise offering.